The following program is intended for mature audiences.
This is the Mal Thursday Show with Mal Thursday.
Gotta testify. Speak loud and scream to what you see. To what you see. I got eyes, and I don't like what I see. Lonely days, I seen lonely nights. I used to be that man.
From my Bohemian Love Pad on the south side of Weird City, this is the Mal Thursday Show with me, Mal Thursday. This week, my guest here in the studio is drummer extraordinaire Hunt Sales, who, after over 50 years in the rock and roll business, has just released his first album as lead singer and band leader of the Hunt Sales Memorial. Get Your Shit Together on Big Legal Mess Fat Possum Records, from which we heard our opening number, Here I Go Again. In just a moment, Hunt will join me to tell the Hunt Sales story, the true tale of his life in music. But first, here's a song driven by his signature George of the Jungle-inspired drum beat. The title track from Iggy Pop's 1977 Lust for Life album. on the Mal Thursday Show.
No, no, no.
right, Mal Thursday here on the Mal Thursday Show with my special guest, Hunt Sales, whose brand new album with the Hunt Sales Memorial, Get Your Shit Together, has just dropped. Well, Hunt, welcome to the program, and we might as well begin at the beginning. So, how did you get your start in music?
I was 6 years old, between 6 and 7 years old, and went to a recording session. And there was a drummer at the recording session. It was a session my father did comedy singing albums because my father was a comedian and put records out. And his name was Soupy Sales. And the drummer on the session was Earl Palmer. And seeing this guy play, I went, wow, that is what I want to do. And there was surf bands were really big when I hit California, moving from Detroit. A lot of surf bands like Dick Dale. And then the more famous that made it nationally, opposed to regional. There was a regional scene like there used to be years ago before internet and everything. New Orleans had a scene, California had a scene, New York, you know, different places. Now with internet, everything is samey. There's still flavors around the country, you know. But surf music was big, and you had Jan and Dean and the Beach Boys, who were the bigger acts that went on, and the Beach Boys being the biggest one that became national. But bands like the Trashmen and a bunch of other bands that I was into at that age. This was pre-Beatles, okay? And there was a band I loved, I don't know why, they're called the Orlans, and they had a song called South Street. It was kind of a New Orleans-flavored thing. I remember buying the single. So here I am into the surf music and New Orleans kind of music, and I see Earl Palmer. Earl Palmer played on a lot of New Orleans stuff. And then there was a friend of the family's, a drummer named Shelly Mann, who played with Stan Kenton back in the day. Then he was one of the original drummers, session drummers in California, along with the Wrecking Crew and all those other people. And Shelly kind of helped me out. Yeah, Shelly's Manhole was a club. I later washed dishes there when I was young and got to see everybody, Roland Kirk and Bill Evans and everybody. It was a great gig. Wash the dishes real fast, go out and watch some of the acts play, and then go back and wash some more dishes. And then eventually the Beatles hit and made it okay for everybody to, you know, let your hair grow and be a musician, you know. And then after living in California, we moved to New York. And this is 1965. I was 11 years old. And then I went professional with a union card and had a band with my brother called Tony and the Tigers. And we were signed to Roulette Records. We did some TV shows. And that was the beginning of the music business, show business, being a musician.
Summertime is the best time for making love. Summertime is the best time for making love. When the sun goes down and the moon comes out above. On the beach, walking hand in hand, writing love letters in the sand. Summertime is the best time for making love. Summertime is the best time to hold her tight. When the sky is blue and the stars are shining bright. Summer days give us a chance for surfing, swimming, and romance. Summertime is the best time for making love. Lots of places we can go till the sun goes down. Then at night we'll find a place where no one else will be around. Summertime is the best time for making love. Summertime is the best time for making love. Summertime.
Mal Thursday behind the microphone on the Mal Thursday show with Tony Sales and the Tigers from 1966 with Summertime is the Best Time for Making Love. Hunt, you and your brother were like 11 and 12 years old when you made this record, and here you are singing about making love. That's pretty wild.
We had just come from the pussy, and we're talking about pussy, but what are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you what, Morris Levy, we signed with Roulette Records, and he got us band suits, which used to be real big. Beatles and Kinks and all these. Man, they had suits, you know, with velvet collars. I remember we got suits with velvet collars for our record deal back in the day. It wasn't much, but we were recording and doing record hops and TV shows and getting introduced to the business. The beautiful record business. I'll tell you something that changed the record industry. Years and years ago, they would sign bands, and the guys at the label would go like, I don't know what, you know, maybe the kids will like it, we'll throw it on the wall, see if it sticks. Then a breed of people came in working for the labels, and they knew what was happening, which they... Who knows? You know what I mean? Nobody knows. At least the other guys are honest. I don't know what this is, but we'll record it and see what happens. I remember we worked with these producers named Hugo and Luigi. And Vinnie Bell, who invented the sitar guitar. I remember they bring in other musicians to play with us to sweeten it up a little bit. It was my, you know, we worked at Bell Sound, which is a famous studio in New York back then, and over at Roulette Records had studios. They had Tommy James and the Shondells. It was the era of the Brill Building and all that, you know, back in those days. And of course, we did TV shows and gigs with the Jive 5, Shirley Ellis, The Name Game. We do these record hops where we would go out and mime to a record. Which I thought was ridiculous. Like, we're ready to go out and play live. They went, no, you're not playing live. And we're going to put the record on, and you're going to pretend like you're playing live. And I went, welcome to show business, right?
Now I got to tell you, have we got an act for you? This group you're going to see is the greatest, most exciting, most absolutely wonderful group you've ever seen in your whole entire lifetime. And I predict that they're going to be the biggest thing that ever happened in show business. And I'm not saying that because it has nothing to do with the fact that my two sons are part of the group. Honest. That's right. And here they are with their great sound, Tony and the Tigers. Thank you.
I did some recording with friends, a couple jingles, got into starting some jingle work, session work in Los Angeles a little bit, and then went back to New York. Went back to New York like in 67, 68, 69, those years, and that's when I met Todd Rundgren in New York. And Todd had a band called The Nazz. And he had left the Nazz and had gotten his own record deal. And we met, my brother and I met him at a club called Steve Paul's Scene, which was this downstairs club. And this club, you'd see Janis Joplin or Stevie Winwood, the guys from Led Zeppelin, that era, 69. 70, and Jimi Hendrix, who I ran into there. And we ran into Todd there, and we ended up jamming, because they'd have live music there. And something clicked, and he said, oh, I'm doing this record. And we said, well, we're leaving to go back to California. So he said, oh, I'm coming out there. I'm going to come out there and do the record out there. You guys want to do it with me? And we did. And that was in 69, somewhere, beginning of 1969. And yeah, we did Runt. I did a couple tracks on a few more records of his. But Runt is the only record with him that I did from beginning to end.
Leroy, boy, is that you? I thought your post-hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs, tell no lies. You get wise, I tell you now, we're gonna pull you through. There's only one thing left that we can do. Say how and I'll say when. Come and meet me down the street, take a seat, it's my treat. You may not ever get this chance again. That empty feeling's just about to end. We gotta get you a woman. It's like nothing else to make you sure you're. They sure are fun. I'll give it to you while we're on the run. Because we ain't got time to get this thing together. Cause woman who has been around, one who knows better than to let you down. Let's hope there's still one left in this whole town, and that you'll take some time to get this thing together. Cause this thing together, cause we gotta get you a woman. We gotta get you a woman. We gotta get you a woman. And when we're through with you, we'll get me one too.
This is Hunt Sales, and you are listening to the Mal Thursday Show. We'll be right back. To New York for a little while and tried to do a tour with Todd, which fell apart. And when I came back to Los Angeles, I decided to quit school and then really study. And sit in a room 6, 8, 10 hours a day, every day, practicing and then going to the other side and jamming with guys 10, 20, 30 years older than me, you know. And just played organ trio music for a while, for a couple of years, and studied. And then I gravitated back to R&B rock and roll, which is what I've always been into. I played with so many people that are unknown, soul bands, country bands, all kinds of, you know, Las Vegas show bands and stuff. But I came back and I ended up hooking up with Ray Manzarek from The Doors and played with Ray for a while. We toured, he had a record out on Mercury. We ended up touring that record, doing a bunch of package shows throughout the Midwest, Texas, and whatever, New York, you know. And then after Ray, I hooked up with a guy named Bob Welsh, who I'd met a few years earlier, and Bob Welsh, who had just left Fleetwood Mac. He did a few albums with them. But I played with Bob Welsh. We had a band called Paris. And with Glenn Cornick, who was from Jethro Tull.
Her so long. Hey, hey. Blue Robin's gone. Oh Lord, tell me I'm not right. I wanted her tonight. Hey, hey. Blue Robin's gone. I wanted her so bad. Hey, hey, hey.
love's a terrible word.
Hey, hey,
Blue Robin's gone. I'm ashamed of the way I act, but I gotta face the real true fact.
Hey, hey,
Blue Robin's gone.
That was really kind of strange, but a good experience. And after Paris, I knew James Williamson from the Stooges. He was a friend, and I'd done some work with James and Iggy on a record called Kill City, a couple tracks on that.
But it's a loaded gun to me. Well, I'm sick of keeping quiet, and I am the wild boy. I'm sick of keeping quiet, and I am the wild boy. And if I have to die here first, I'm gonna make some noise.
Iggy from L.A., he was kind of down and out in L.A., and he had re-hooked up with David Bowie, and David Bowie took him back to Berlin, and it was helping him out and got him a deal with RCA Records. So they had recorded a record called The Idiot, and they were getting ready to tour that record, and they called me and my brother up, and next thing I know, I'm over in Berlin, and we're rehearsing for that tour. And then after that tour, we did Lust for Life. And then we toured that record. And then I was done with, finished with Iggy. And Iggy was not finished with me, I guess. Because I hear tracks I've done with him over the years on many, many, many records and TV commercials. So thank you, Iggy. I'm glad I could help you. Good night.
passenger. I stay under glass. I look through my window so bright. I see the stars come out tonight. I see the bright and hollow sky over the city's ripped back sky. And everything looks good tonight. We'll ride through the city tonight. We'll see the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A star's made for us tonight. Passenger, how it rides. Oh, the passenger, and he rides. He looks through his window. What does he see? He sees a sight and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. Cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine. Glass. He looks through his window inside. He sees the things he knows are his. He sees the bright and hollow sky. He sees the city asleep at night. He sees the stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours and mine. And all of it is yours and mine. So let's ride and ride and ride.
Hello friends, this is David Frazzle again. The Starwood, in conjunction with Arthur van Blomberg and Fox Hunt Productions, are proud to present this weekend, for one weekend only, May 31st through June 2nd, in their premier Southern California performance, the Sensational Sales Brothers, featuring the fabulous Blu-ray Orchestra, Hot and Cold Running Soul, Three Big Nights, Yowza, Yowza, all located at the Starwood, 8151 Santa Monica Boulevard, in the heart of Hollywood. Advanced tickets on sale at the box office, diagonally across from Pioneer Duck. A turkey, a chicken.
After Iggy, my brother and I put together our own band, the Sales Brothers, and it's like a soul band, horns and the whole bit. And we did a few days at the now defunct club in Hollywood called the Starwood. And then my brother was in a real bad car accident. which put him out of commission for several years. He was in a coma, and I fucked him up pretty bad. Called the Big Nine, and then I'm going around the country producing people, getting into production, you know, producing people, arranging music for people, session work, whatever. And I was in Texas, I was in Austin, and my brother called me and said he had run into David, and David wanted to do something different and said he had this guitar player, Reeves Cabrell, and we end up hooking up and jamming and writing a bunch of music. And then we went to, David was living in Switzerland. We ended up in Switzerland recording. And it was evident after a week or two of recording, it was not a David Bowie record. This was a band. Everyone was contributing. And nobody was in charge, which was good. It's like a garage band with a millionaire lead singer. Multi-millionaire lead singer. But back in the days with Iggy, jamming, sound checks. We always had a good time, David, my brother, and I, playing. So it was kind of a holdover from that, you know, minus Iggy. It was a great experience, you know, musically, I think. A lot of people liked it, a lot of people didn't. A lot of people couldn't accept him in that role, you know, as an equal of a band. And that's what it was, a band. We ended up doing a small promotional tour for the first record, which did not help. We didn't promote it on the road. And then by the time we did promote it, we had the second record out. Then we did a proper tour of Europe, America, and Japan. And then that band was over. I ended up leaving California, moving to Texas. I got out of LA. I came to Austin, which is about playing music. There's no industry here. And I played all over Texas, you know. I've been out to LA for some, doing some session work in New York and Florida and all around. I fly around the states working on different records for people, whether I'm playing drums or producing or whatever. And that's what I've been doing since. And then about a year ago, I went to Memphis and did a gig of my own with a pickup band. Some guys from, he's got some great players down there, guys that play with Bobby Blue Bland, Stevie Wonder, and different people, you know, some real good players. And I assembled a band down there and did a gig, my own gig, and then did a bunch of gigs with a friend of mine, Will Sexton, Sexton Brothers, Charlie and Will Sexton. Will introduced me to Bruce from Fat Possum Records. And Bruce, we talked, and he asked me, about doing some recording for Fat Possum, the side label called Big Legal Mess. And subsequently, I came back to Austin. A guitar player named Charco Jean, who's been playing with me for quite a while, and I put a bunch of songs together and went down to Memphis. Been down to Memphis a bunch of times this last year, and I worked on an album. It's called The Hunt Sales Memorial, and it's just, it is what it is, whatever it is. One day,
Mal Thursday Show.
There's a little girl, she live around the block. She got a Jones Jet haircut, everything's in hawk. And she be waiting on the corner for the 94 Caprice. They'll be bringing something to feed her disease. Oh, well, I'm sorry, baby.
Singing, writing all the songs, and Charco and a few other people on the record helped me out. We did the record real fast, real live, you know, very few overdubs. One of my favorite sounding records is 96 Tears by Question Mark and Mysterians. And from what I understand, it was recorded on a two-track in a living room. You know, or close to it. Or if you hear these records by a band like the Sonics. And it's really, it's musicians playing together and capturing a performance, you know, outside of sonically. And then a lot of that, it became product, you know, working on stuff for a long, long time. And I think that had something, that And then rock and roll has been around for a long time now, and some elements have gotten lost with all of that. It's probably part of it, a sum of where I'm at now, you know, my past and where I'm at now. So you were asking me about some tracks from some Miggy record. I stay out of my past. I never listen to stuff I've done in the past. You know what I mean? I really don't. I don't really care about it much. I don't, you know, I'm kind of living today. Totally. I really do. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. You know, that's really my groove.
People, there you have it. The Hunt Sales story, as told by Hunt Sales. A big thank you to Hunt for dropping by the Mal Thursday Show HQ and for a thoroughly entertaining trip through his back catalog. We heard Tony and the Tigers with Summertime is the Best Time for Making Love, and Day Tripper, which was recorded live on Hullabaloo and introduced by Hunt and Tony's dad, the late great Soupy Sales. We Gotta Get You a Woman and Who's That Man were taken from Todd Rundgren's Runt LP, released in June of 1970 on Ampex Records. Also in there, Paris with Blue Robin from Big Town 2061, Iggy Pop and James Williamson with the title track from Kill City on Bomp, Iggy Pop, The Passenger from Lust for Life, released on RCA Records in 1977. The Sales Brothers, Someone's Gonna Lose from their Hired Guns album. Tin Machine, If There Is Something, from the live EP Oy Vey Baby. And the Hunt Sales Memorial with One Day, Sorry Baby, and Way on My Own. The Mal Thursday Show is produced by J.M. Dobies and Mal Thursday. You can donate to this program, and I wish you would, at malthursday.com, via PayPal directly to malthursday@gmail.com. The Mal Thursday Show podcast is featured on Apple Podcasts via Radio Mutation and is archived at malthursday.podomatic.com. This is Mal Thursday signing off until next week's installment of the Mal Thursday Show.
It's over, Johnny.